Battle continues in second Narnia installment. In The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, the four kids from the first movie, based on the series of novels by C.S. Lewis, are now fully licensed kings and queens of Narnia. They are still stuck in wartime London, trudging around a train station in their school uniforms. The station abruptly turns into Narnia, where they discover 1,300 years have passed while they were away for 1 year in Earth time. In place of jolly Mr. Tumnus from the first film, the guide this time is a dour, red-bearded dwarf, Peter Dinklage, who warns, "You may find Narnia a more savage place than you remember." Things are not well. The Lion King Aslan is nowhere in sight. His good works lie in ruins, and all of the magical creatures he once championed have been driven into near extinction by the ruling tribe of vicious humans called the Telmarines. With the king of the Telmarines dead, his brother takes over. The new despot orders a hit squad to take out his nephew, the proper heir to the throne, Prince Caspian, Ben Barnes. Instead, Caspian escapes and joins forces with the four kids, who draw up battle plans together. Director Andrew Adamson brilliantly assembles the battle scenes, enhancing the action with the medieval equivalents of tank traps and airborne assaults behind enemy lines.